Peace and blessings, family, and welcome to the second episode of the Black Wealth Source. I'm your host, Veronica, and today we have a very special guest who I've known personally since sixth grade, the CEO and founder of the Compassionate Exchange. This is Dominique Powell. I'm so happy to be back with you all on episode 2. Thank you, everyone, for your patience and support. So without further ado, let's get started with learning about the Compassionate Exchange and its mission and its purpose. Thank you, Mrs. Powell, for joining us today, and good morning.
Good morning. Thank you all for having us today.
Fantastic. So let's get started here. Let's talk about what is the Compassionate Exchange and how did it get started?
Well, the Compassionate Exchange is a nonprofit organization that was founded by me May of 2021. We help youth with disabilities by removing barriers to prepare them for work. And it was something that was started based out of a need for the students that I worked with. I'm formerly a special education teacher. I also have a brother that is on the autism spectrum. And he, along with my students, inspired me to create this nonprofit to fill a void in a space for young adults with disabilities, particularly after they graduate from high school.
Excellent, excellent. So what would be the mission and the vision of the Compassionate Exchange?
Well, again, our mission is to be able to help prepare youth with disabilities for their career or the workforce environment after mm-hmm. they finish high school. Our age group ranges in between 16 to 24. Mm-hmm. We see that that's the largest gap, where we want to make sure that we're starting early enough at 16 to get them to a place where they had the idea to work or exposed to work options. And with that exposure, the goal is for them to be able to find a job that suits their needs and what their interests are, and be able to provide for themselves once they leave K through 12, but also give them that support after leaving up to the age 24, where they can receive help and more job skills training to ensure that they're gainfully employed. One of the things that's, you know, disheartening about persons with disabilities is there are a number of barriers that prevent them from being able to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Right. So let's talk about those barriers. And, you know, it is very challenging to put yourself in that position as a young adult or a young student with disabilities, having that challenge to find out what skills can I learn? Where do I fit in? So let's go ahead and talk about some of those barriers.
Well, the first barrier is, as of 2001, 64% of Americans are currently employed. Now we know employment has changed over time since the pandemic and even now, but regardless of that, only 20% of persons with disabilities are actually employed. During the pandemic, we did see some things where you had a lot of remote jobs and a lot of people with disabilities for the first time were able to access some of those jobs because they were accommodating to their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But where I'm currently at in New Jersey, only 14% of persons with disabilities actually are employed. And even though those jobs, those type of remote jobs opened up, a lot of them, persons with disabilities, didn't have the necessary skills to complete those jobs. Mm-hmm. Partially because, you know, the attitude beforehand was to either from a school district or maybe from a parent or just from the person with the disability themselves to not be, or that they can't be employed in those areas, or I don't need to go to school because it's going to be too hard because I need certain features, which brings us to that second barrier is people with intellectual disabilities have at most points have never held a job or even had any career experience. They need special features on the job, and special features can be anything from, you know, maybe some type of note-taking assistance or a buddy to check in with. A job coach could be one of those special features. Maybe they don't have, like I said, they are lacking that education training. Some school districts or even some parents may push for persons with disabilities not to go to maybe a community college, or tech school to learn extra things in their field because they're not sure what they can do.
Right.
And lastly, they lack self-determination. When you've been told you can't, you start to believe that. So mm-hmm. with the Compassion Exchange, our job is to tell them that you can and you will, but to change that mindset and help them find ways to overcome set obstacles so they can do what they need to do.
Excellent, excellent.
And our last barrier for persons with disabilities, which is huge across the board for everyone right now, is transportation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
During the pandemic, I know there are a lot of cars that were either sold off or whatever, but getting people transported from point A to point B is astronomically high now. Gas is very expensive, which I know we all are experiencing that crunch. But also getting people to take you from one place to another, or getting people to transport, getting bus drivers, things like that, to get people from point A to point B is difficult. And in some cases with persons with disabilities, some programs that may be already existing that allow them to work maybe 30, 40 minutes away from them. So mm-hmm. if I want to work, but where I want to work isn't in my community, then that keeps me from getting a job too. So what the Compassion right. Exchange is trying to do is create experiences within the communities that these people live to ensure that, one, they get to be a part of their community, a working and contributing part of their community, but two, not have to relocate themselves away from family, away from friends, just to have a piece of normalcy or a life that we take for granted as people that, you know, may not have a disability that affects them in that way.
Right. Excellent, excellent. Wow. So let me ask you, how can our audience, you know, stay up to date with the Compassion Exchange and follow, you know, the work that you're doing in the community and support the cause?
Cool. Perfect. So you can catch us on our social media. We're on Facebook, LinkedIn, as well as Instagram. We'll leave our handles for you to get at us. Currently, we are also looking for barrier breakers to donate to help create curated spaces, as well as help us supply transportation for our adults with disabilities. The purpose of those donations can be utilized to do a number of different things, like attract viable opportunities for the young adults that are participating, secure safe transportation for them to and from to these different exercises and experiences, ensure a sustainable maker space. So when we do pop-up spaces in our different townships, we can provide a more intimate setting or one-on-one setting for families and for persons with disabilities. And lastly, to create sustainable curriculum that can be passed and utilized through our entire program, which is year-round. So that data that we're collecting from those particular experiences will be used to scale to our next phase, which is our transition expansion phase. That's more of a sheltered work environment, but we'll just catch you on another podcast to explain that. If you guys want to click this donate button at the end of the presentation, it'll take you directly to our Give Butter where you can make those donations. We'll also have that link available for you on the Black Wealth Source. Thank you guys so much for having us today. We really appreciate it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Mrs. Powell. That was an incredible wealth of information. Thank you for your time and taking time out your busy schedule to meet with us today. So our listeners, as you heard, we'll have those links and handles available so you can check out more information and be sure to donate. But yes, thank you so much. I want to shout out our listeners for your time and your support. And continue to follow the Black Wealth Source on Facebook. If you want to be a guest on our show, you can email us at theblackwealthsource@gmail.com. We also have a Twitter handle at @BWealthSource. So stay connected with us and all things wealth and health. We appreciate your time. And until next time, a collective mindset supports a strong movement. Take care.